need.
That's it, fellas.
Recapping Louisville, the all ACC teams, Dougie Fresh segment, and the ACC tournament coming up for UVA on Thursday. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jay Willie Show. I'm your host, Mark Jerome, alongside, of course, the ACC's top assistant coach, Jason Williford, and YB with the intro. With the short intro this week, YB. Last week,
yeah, man. I don't know if you noticed, my speaker just fell on my camera, and I had to cut things short, man. I had technical difficulties.
Can you,
saw the camera shaking? That was my speaker fell on it.
Can you fix it as we say goodbye?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Jay Wills. A lot going on tonight. I know you have meetings with the team. You just got into Greensboro,
yes, sir. What's got in, had a team dinner, and ran back up here to jump on with the crew.
We appreciate that. Would you rather be in Greensboro or New York City?
I like Greensboro.
Call me and ask me about any of my scholar players when you're able to recruit.
I'm old school, Mark. I'm ACC purist. Greensboro, Charlotte, and I'm going to say DC.
Don't say Charlotte. Charlotte has not been good to us.
It hasn't, but I think it belongs in Carolina or DC. New York, we won it when we were in New York, but New York is just too much.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's just traffic, getting around. Like, it's just. Then my wife and kids, and I'm paying for a room for them and freaking eating up there. I mean, it's just, it was a whole lot. It was a lot.
Okay, I can understand.
I can go to Carolina, get them Bojangles, and we're good.
That's a problem right there, eating fast food.
Bojangles and Krispy Kreme, my boys are happy.
Wonderful, nutritious meal. You're feeding young athletes, young growing athletes.
I know.
Do you know the trend is people are going vegan, athletes are going vegan, right? They're really taking care of their bodies. No, they're not feeding their kids fast food.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. You might want to follow a little bit of it.
I know, but I gotta treat the kids sometimes.
Once in a while.
I gotta treat them every so often.
Yeah, every so often, but that doesn't
mean. They do a good job. Their mom does a good job. They eat a ton of vegetables. My youngest will eat anything. All you gotta do is put it in front of him. It doesn't matter what it is. He'll eat it.
Little Mikey, huh?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Louisville. Great job, great game.
Hey, it was all the pregame speech, man. I said the tone, we needed that live on film. I said that might have been one of your best pregame speeches. He just started like he laughed. You know, tone doesn't give you a whole lot. He's very, very modest, but he told the guys, look, there are no secrets. You guys know what's at stake. Like we saw the score. We knew Florida State had lost. Like, you got a chance to go get something. Lay it on the line. This is why we recruited you. This is why you're here. Mark, I was ready to put on a uniform. Like, he was good. And I thought the guys, that was one of our better defensive efforts. They just came out ready to play. And Sam got into that zone. He was throwing shots in the bench, man. Like, yeah. The bench was going crazy. One of the managers, like, Carter's running up, flying by me on the bench, and he's like rocking the baby, and he's doing three ball, and like, there was so much energy. It was fun to witness that, and I thought the guys, like I said, I thought we defended. We got a great lift from the bench. Those guys came in. They stretched that thing. I think at one point we had Kihei, Sam, and Jay sitting, and the bench stretched the lead to you know, double figure lead.
You did. You absolutely did. And that was a big foul, right, on Louisville on the three for Thomas. If they don't call that foul, who knows which direction that game goes?
Right, the three free throws helped. He made all three. Kept it at like six, I think. I think if they had cut it to three, he makes those. It goes to six. We get a stop, come down. I don't know. It felt like we just kept getting stops, kept getting some second chance points. Like Justin kept some balls alive. Yep. Reese hits a layup. Justin gets a big tip in. It was.
Trey hit the shot. Trey hit a really nice fake.
Trey hit a big three, I think, yeah.
Up and under, too, as the shot clock was winding down.
Yeah, okay. Yep,
Casey drove the paint. Casey had a really aggressive drive, and the just went out.
Justin tipped that one in, and then the step through that Trey hit, yeah.
Whose decision was it to put that lineup in that most people were holding their breath saying, ooh, I don't know about this one. With Reese, Kihei, Trey. No.
It wasn't Kihei.
In the beginning, it was. And then Kihei got pulled out. And then Casey came in for him.
Okay. Yeah, it was give Kihei a blow because he had played the entire game.
Before Kihei comes out, you had Kihei, Reese, Tomas, Trey, and Justin.
Yeah, it was just a gut thing. Like, we needed some energy on the floor. They started to be a little more physical. They start doing some stuff offensively where, you know, stretching us and kind of driving us. So we wanted to have some better matchups. I thought it got tough for Jay, matchup wise, because they were ball screening and separating. They weren't rolling as much. Easier for Jay to get back to the roll to cover the paint as opposed to get back out to separate guys. So it was a gut feeling. I mean, we talked about, you know, should we put him in? And I think we all agree, yeah, let's try it. We look like geniuses at work. But we practice different lineups all the time. Like those guys, we don't often play those, but they get minutes. You know, we just look at different things. So it was good.
It's something you said in the beginning of the season. There are a lot of guys who can play. We're going to experiment, right?
There's depth. I mean, I know guys wish they would get more minutes, but there's some depth, and guys responded. We got a little lucky. I think they missed a couple, easy ones at the rim. But hey, sometimes you create your own luck.
You talked about the bench, and I haven't seen the bench like that in a while. And even when Jay was out, I think there was a play where Trey that fell on the baseline, and Jay came running over to just give him while Jay was on the bench.
Right.
And came all the way over where, I don't know what the restricted area is, if he was inside the restricted area or outside the restricted area for being on the bench. And he said something to him that was clearly encouraging.
No, we need that. Like, we needed that. Hey, they let 5,000 fans in that bad boy. So they increased the fan, the attendance. And so we were just trying to muster up our own energy. But I think the bench has been good most of the year. Those guys you can hear them defense. I don't know if you hear it through the TV, but we got our defensive chant. We're celebrating with guys, do stuff. So Chase Coleman's been good in that regard. He and Castro and Malachi. And like I said, Carter was unbelievable. One of our senior managers. I mean, he was going nuts over there, and you could just hear him. I mean, his voice. He's running and jumping. He was good.
I think, was it Carter when I think Reese took somebody to the basket I want to say, and he went like this, like baby.
He was rocking the baby.
Yeah,
he
did right. Rock the baby. Yes. I'm on the sideline, do that. Yeah.
I almost snatched him back. I'm like, you get out of here. But he was, those guys are into it. And listen, and those guys put in so much work, those managers. I mean, those guys are true servants. And we got two, he and Matt Palumbo. Those guys are two senior guys. And, you know, they enjoy and they celebrate just as hard those our players because of what they put into this thing.
By the way, Matt, have you ever seen him play?
Matty P's good.
He can shoot it with range.
Yeah.
Little skinny
Matty,
dude.
Matty P's real good. In fact, when the season's over, I'm going to have Austin in the gym with Matty, and Matty's going to be a shot coach.
Okay.
We're going to try to get my oldest get his shot right.
Okay, good. You're Austin.
My Austin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Not to be confused with Austin Castro.
No. My oldest, my son.
Yeah, no. So let's talk about three players who I think just stood out, right? Jay was having a fantastic first half, right? But he's not one of the three I'm bringing up. Reese's defense was phenomenal, right? Carlik Jones, I think, ended up 2 for 15 with 6 points.
And that was Reese was good, but as much as that was Reese, that was Kihei. Kihei.
I was just gonna say yes.
Yeah, Kihei made it difficult. Reese was probably on David Johnson more than Carlik. But I thought both of them did a phenomenal job on those guards. They made it tough.
And the one basket, one of the two baskets Carlik got was a push off on Kihei.
Correct.
Clear push off.
Correct.
Yeah, Kihei frustrated him. Reese frustrated him. Never got going. Made it very difficult for him. And they both just moved their feet so well. They really do. I mean, it was
stayed in front, contested most of the time. Just made them shoot over the top. Yeah, they were really good.
And Carlik is a very experienced fourth year player who's really talented.
Experience, like. Very confident in who he is as a player. And we knew we had to make it difficult for both of those guards.
Right. Yeah. So kudos to those two guys for great defense. Trey shows up after, I guess, his mom got at him.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that till after the game. But yeah. Moms know best.
So one of the things I want to bring up about that is a lot of times parents will blame the coaches, right? And say, oh, you're not playing my kid right. He's not getting enough time. He's not getting enough touches. Maybe she did that too, but she clearly, in addition, she reached out to him and she challenged him.
Yeah, no, his parents are great. She didn't, to my knowledge, she didn't blame it on us. But she knew there was more in him, and she challenged him. And what was crazy is most of the time, that's his father. You know, it's the other way. Like, dad is always on him, and mom's like, you know, you'll be fine. And no, she was very upset at his play. She is a Carolina alum. So I think the Duke and State games pushed her over the top, and then she couldn't take it anymore. So she let him know she was not happy.
Well, I'm glad he ended up at UVA with a Carolina mom.
Yep.
And the other person we need to talk about is Sammy.
Unbelievable. Sam, and we've seen some of those performances, right? You got, Joe Harris years back. Against Duke at home goes crazy. Kyle, Ty, DeAndre, we've seen that, right? With different guys, Malcolm, Mike Scott. Sam was in one of those zones. Like he did with those guys. He put us on his back, made shot after shot. Unfortunately, he got in foul trouble, which, he could have gone for 30 something. So we had to sit him. But one of those fouls, oh my God, I thought they ripped his arm off, and then they call him for a push off against the press. But what he did offensively, I mean, that's hopefully he can continue to a few more games like that, Big Smooth. If he can give us a few more like that, we could use a few.
The other thing that he doesn't receive enough recognition for is his rebounding, and not just rebounding, but rebounding in traffic.
Well, he gets it out of his area. I mean, there was one he tips to himself, and then he goes and gets it. And he's a really good rebounder. Very good feel. I mean, he comes back, he snags them. He'll hold blockouts. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and not afraid, not intimidated at all. It's like he thinks that he knows the ball is his to take.
No, he's good. And Reese did a good. I thought Reese did a good job of coming back and rebounding for a guard. Yeah. Like he came and helped rebound. So it was it all around effort. I mean, we that was a total team win.
Yeah, no question. The other thing, really quickly, before we move on to the post game celebration. One of the great plays that I don't know may go unrecognized was when they tried to press. And this is coaching. This is all coaching, right? They trapped in the corner. First of all, the one time they got the steal or the offensive foul turnover because it was a BS call, right? Sammy got his arm grabbed. We saw the replay, got hit, smacked, everything. The other time that you guys beat the press really easily, the middle guy in the press, often when I watch college basketball, when I watch NBA basketball, I watch tons of high school basketball, that guy in the middle stays put or backs up, drifts back, right? Kihei flashed all the way to the ball, right? And I'm a big proponent of that. We work on that 30 minutes a day in practice, in high school practice.
Meet the ball, like meet the pad.
All the way to it, right? Just right. If you have to stand next to your teammate to get the ball, so you bring the defenders with you to free up space, right? That's something you have to do. And there aren't too many college programs that do it, surprisingly. I'm always shocked when I watch college basketball teams get pressed and they don't do that.
Well, the crazy thing is we haven't always been good at that, right? So we work on that. You know, we work against six guys and seven guys sometimes against pressure. And, you know, you'll hear myself or another coach constantly yelling, sideline, middle, like, you know, get to those spots, right? Get to those spots. You know, sometimes in the heat of the moment, they get you so sped up, you just, you know, you forget. But I thought that play you're talking about, Kihei meets it, turns, we get it up the floor, Trey gets a dunk. I mean, that's a big bucket.
Huge play. And decision making in chaotic situations are the guys that went out. Right? And that's chaos when teams are pressing.
Yeah.
Especially long, good athletes.
Yeah. And, right. and listen, it gets hard. I mean, you know, they swallow up some of our little guys with that length and those, and they, you know, some passes that look open aren't necessarily open. And, you know, so no, he did a good job of getting there. Sam did a good job. I think it was Sam again with the catch. Maybe it was Reese. Can't remember who got the catch. Maybe it was Sam, but was poised enough in the trap to look and get it there. So, yeah.
Absolutely. All right, I was wrong. I said last question before we go on the post-game celebration. Two more. One.
Two more?
Yeah, yes. One, what did you guys do offensively? What adjustments did you make to beat their defense?
We've been working on switching. And so they switched and we made some adjustments. We got guys to flash and slip and get to certain spots on the floor and try to play from there, see the switching. But you know, they were doing a good job, but sometimes they weren't. So we had to recognize and play. If they weren't going to switch, then we were hitting them with screens. And but when they switched, we had certain things we wanted to do against the switching. So it was good that we did that. Because everybody, it seems like everybody's taking a page, at least going against us, of what Florida State does naturally. That's just who they are. They switch everything. And that's giving us problems. And you know, I don't know if I want to say either State or Duke hadn't switched all year, and then they just, you know, they go against us and they switch everything. So you know, we're getting a ton of work on switching. And when teams are switching, we just got to be able to recognize. And Jay got some high lows. You know, we finally got one or two over the top. So it was good.
All right, I might have two more for you, but definitely one is Kihei seems to be improving on the switch and maybe hitting the wing instead of thinking I have a 7-footer on me, I have to go every time, and pass the ball back from where he got it and looking down low, looking into the post.
Yeah, I think there are times that you do have to attack the big when you get that switch, but there are a lot of times, at least early in the clock, you don't necessarily have to try to make the home run play. You can move it, look, take advantage of mismatches. We got to get Jay to move a little more in there. You know, I think sometimes he gets planted down there with the switch and is like, throw it. But Jay, you can move some. So, we'll improve on that. But I do think at times if we can get a 1-5 switch in the ball screen and then either Reese or Kihei can attack and create some opportunities that way, you still have to do that, even if it's early, but you just got to have a good mix of those.
So my last question was Jay in the low post. When he is on the weak side of the low post, it seems like he doesn't, it's almost like he's either scared to try to come ball side because he's fearful of maybe getting an offensive foul, especially when he off a switch and he's right. Got someone smaller. Now, again, I make this point often. Referees aren't 6'8". They're not 7 feet tall.
Well, so
they're going to side with the smaller guard.
Well, and yes, and Jay's had to deal with this all his life throughout high school and now here where guys are under him. You know, they fall down, they flop, you know, they throw their head back and they get the benefit of the doubt, right? Or, and we were dealing with this in the game, you know, Jay's got a 6-foot kid on him. So when he's posting, you know, his elbows are at that kid's head and the refs are telling him, watch his elbows. Well, we're saying, what do you want him to do? And so they're telling him that he has to keep him to his side. He can't have him out. And so, you know, he's making those adjustments in the midst of a game. And, you know, some, you know, bigs are comfortable hitting dudes and throwing bows and doing stuff with guys their size. And now you get a 6'1" dude, 6'2" dude on you. And it's just a little different. So, you know, he's still getting used to that.
Yeah, no, and it's got to be complicated trying to figure out and decipher when to move, go come ball side if you got a small guy on you and what's a foul, and you got a lot of floppers now, right? So, and he has to be so careful with picking up a second or third foul. Like, I know Ty would never, he got smart enough to know he wasn't going to pick up that second foul in the first half. Right? He wasn't going to play defense if
he wanted to stay and play all 40 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know where that came from either. All right. How important is it to win the league versus coming in second place because both teams get double byes?
It's extremely important. I mean, it's one of the goals that, you know, the kids set out, we set out. We want to win the ACC regular season, hopefully win the ACC tournament, and you want to get to the NCAAs. I mean, those are the goals that this program has. And for us, there was still something to play for. You know, we got a little help. Notre Dame helped us out big time. But there was still something to play for. And winning championships, regular season, tournament, you know, national championships, they don't always come around. And so when you get a chance to say you were the regular season champ, that's special. I mean, they're hard to do. And you know, we were able to do it.
Clearly, everyone was thrilled and happy. Have you?
Yeah.
How many times did you watch the video that the public saw?
Yeah, I saw it several times. I didn't know whether Tone was doing. I know we got to be talking about Tone because all I did was throw water and jump up and down. But Tone's, whether it was a fist pump or the twist with the fist pump, I couldn't tell exactly what he was doing. But it was pretty cool to see that.
Tone, I think my favorite might have been Jaden Nixon. He's just hanging out on the outside. And all of a sudden at the end, he decides he's going to throw some water at somebody in a real clandestine way. And Johnny, of course, Johnny's thrilled. Johnny's so excited. And Justin, at Jaden. See Jaden right there on the outside? Yeah. And now watch this. Bam. Jaden, you seem like you got a little rhythm there.
I got a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not as good as Ted Jeffries. We call him Ted the Dancing Bear, but I can hold my own on the dance floor.
Okay. All right. After the Final Four, we'll have to check that out. I'm sure there'll be a dancing party somewhere, right? Or Locker Room Access will have to hold a party somewhere, get you out there. Get the Soul Train line going.
I don't know if I'm ready for the Soul Train. I could do the Electric Slide still.
No. All right. ACC tournament teams are important to whom?
To the media and the fans and the players. I mean, I think they want to be recognized for the accomplishments and what they did over the season. I think it goes both ways. You know, you want your kids to be recognized, but then when kids get snubbed or aren't on a team, left out on a team that you think they should be either team higher or all defensive or whatever, you can always use that as motivation and get them to play just a tad bit harder this weekend and the remainder of the season. So it goes both ways.
Who from UVA was snubbed?
I don't know if anybody was snubbed. I thought Trey would have gotten maybe some honorable mention votes. I guess everything else is probably right.
Coach of the year too.
That's for everybody. Guys had good years. Mike had a good year.
They played Josh like four had games. Good year. Virginia Tech played like five games.
I'm always gonna say I'm gonna always go for my guy. I mean, Tone should be coach of the year every year in my
every
book.
Year. Every year. Yeah. So from what I've seen.
Yeah, but Josh did a hell of a job at Georgia Tech. Mike, his teams were great and hard to go against for sure. So Ham could have easily won it, but my guy, I'm gonna always say should be coach of the year. But Tone could care less. If he gets it, great. If he doesn't, let's keep playing.
Yeah, sure. Once you get national coach of the year and maybe win one, maybe you're like, all right, I don't need any more. Right. Again, we have top assistant coach of the year. Right? We've got a first teamer.
In some people's minds, I'm the top assistant. Not everyone would say that, but
yeah. Okay, but you had more people than anyone else vote for you. Right? Just like Moses Wright had more people than anyone else vote for him as player of the year. Right? Sammy got first year. First Jay team. Huff, second year. Congratulations to those guys. Phenomenal accomplishments, right? And then we had some guys on the all academic team.
I want to say did that just come out today? When was that announced? Yesterday? Today?
Yeah. Maybe yesterday. I want to say today. But it could have been today. Phenomenal accomplishment.
Yeah. I think it was five guys that made that.
When you look at the commitment and the demand on these guys, right, to find time to really buckle down in a tough year, pandemic year, congratulations, not just to UVA guys for doing it, but everybody that made it in the ACC.
Right? Yeah, I think, I mean, but I think, you know, those, our kids are pretty conscientious about doing well, both on the floor and off the floor in the classroom.
Yeah.
And so, kudos to those five that made it. Pandemic year or not, to be able to hold your own in the classroom and demonstrate that you're a true student athlete is big time.
Yep. I want to go back to the selection of the ACC teams. Who does the voting?
I'm not exactly sure how that works. I mean, I don't know if it's media, it's coaches, yeah.
I know it's media. I just didn't know. Yeah, I know it's media. I'm not sure which media gets votes and how many.
I don't know.
I remember having a conversation with Doug Dowdy
about it. Obviously, Corey gets a vote because he said on Twitter he had to change his vote, and glad he didn't submit it until after Saturday's game. So,
did not see that.
Yeah.
Did not. And Corey does a great job.
So I'm assuming he's got a vote.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let us bring in our man.
The man, the myth.
Dougie, who I know just can't wait. He's got 17 questions for you. He's got part 1A through, I don't know what 17 is off the top of the head. I'm going to go with S. No, there's no way. It's too low. Dougie, come on in, bud. There he is. There's my main man.
Yeah, you guys talking gives me like 1,000. It's like a 7-part shot in horse. Off the backboard, bounce it in, the whole thing.
What's up?
What's up, boy? Man, congratulations. It's so fun listening to you guys talk about the whole thing. I agree. Coach Bennett is not fair. Coach of the year every year.
Yeah, in my book, you know. So.
No, mine too. It's not even fair. So we can't get it every year. So all good. Leads me into my question. So you've been a coach for a long time. Your first job, I think, was with Dennis Wolf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Jeff Jones.
Yeah.
And then Tony Bennett. So you knew GW. You knew JJ. What was your surprise with Coach Bennett in terms of when, at what point and what happened when you were like, this mother dude is real? Because you know your guys, right?
You play how do you, Dougie?
With them.
Yeah. You know, it was his like humility. Cause kind of what you see is what you get. Like there are no frills with Tone. He's as genuine a guy as I've ever been around, right? But what I didn't know was how freaking competitive he was.
Yep, you told me that.
And so as I got to know him and his attention to detail, that competitive juice, And it was evident our first year together. I mean, practices, you know, we'd have a coach's competition. We're doing a coach's workout and he wants to lift more than anybody. He jumps in the shooting drill. He doesn't want to lose. And so I'm watching it. And then every day he's breaking down practice and he's like, his focus to getting the team better, improving the team. And then it was like, all right, we're going to get our guys. And when we get our guys, you know, they're going to fill in what we didn't have, right? So the dude wants to win. And he's as humble about it, but he's as competitive as Kobe and MJ, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you always said that, right? Like a Papa shot.
It's everything.
There's a high score in the Papa shot.
And so I said, you know what? If he's this way, we're going to be all right. And he would always, in recruiting and talking to families and talking to recruits, you know, we're a sleeping giant. Just come be a part of this. You just believed him. We're a sleeping giant, and I want guys that I can compete with the best. If you come here, we can do this. He's been able to do it.
But did you ever have one time at one situation you're like, this dude is real? Like waking up moment type thing? Does that make sense?
It's all of it, Fresh.
Yep.
But it was no one moment, but just how he pushes the guys, and he's gonna hold them accountable defensively. And just in doing that, I just knew it was a matter of time before we were gonna be able to consistently compete with everyone in this league.
Very cool. So my second part to my two-part question is ACC tournament. I love it.
Yeah.
And when we played, it was a lot different. It was maybe more important. It felt better. We go to Charlotte, right? Our time?
We went to Charlotte, yep.
Yeah, yep. Charlotte. It was warm, 70 degrees. One time we had a snowstorm. Do you have a favorite memory of the tournament?
ACC
tournament? Yeah, as a player.
Oh, as a player?
And not the one you can't talk about, because we have the same memory we can't talk about, but the you know, on-court memory.
As a player, getting to the championship game my junior year.
Yep.
You know, playing against Carolina in that championship game. Was probably the furthest, obviously the furthest we had gone.
Yep.
But then my senior year, we lost, but what Junior Burrow did and what we were able, I mean, what he did in that tournament, I mean, it took Randolph Childress.
That was him and Randolph, right? Just going off.
Another level.
Yeah, but going off.
Was phenomenal. I mean, we couldn't beat Wake that year for whatever reason. It was Randolph and Timmy and those guys. And they end up winning the whole thing. But that 95 year, June was special. And I was out there talking. I'm talking trash for Junior. June, they can't guard you. We're giving it to you again. Let's go.
Just telling them.
Come on, big fella. I said, June, we're going to run the exact same play.
And they can't do anything about it.
Go bust him up. And they couldn't guard him. And then I remember I said, June, because I obviously I didn't score, but I said, June, I'll get every rebound. You just keep scoring. So I got a few rebounds in the Georgia Tech game, and June kept scoring. And we went up losing the semis. But, yeah, no, as a player, you know, those are the two that I remember the most.
So my first year, Jay, you were like 15 years old in high school. We went to the finals against Georgia Tech. So we played Clemson, who was the champion of the season, beat them. North Carolina beat them. Anthony Oliver went off.
Yeah.
Of course, karate. And we're in the finals against Tech. And we're trying to do it, and we came up short, but it was a lot of fun.
Was that the year that Georgia Tech went to the Final Four with Kenny and those guys? Dennis Scott?
No, that was Kenny's first year. They went the next year. Okay. Dennis Scott, Brian Oliver.
Right.
And, but the point is, in the semifinals, we beat Carolina, who was on paper better than us, and me and Chris Havlicek are jumping up and down the sideline. We win the game, we go in the tunnel, and Coach Jeff Jones says, Fresh, Have, cut that shit out. We're like, come on, man. Cut what out? This is a blast. But that Charlotte was so much fun, man. And I could shoot in that spot. I could shoot from deep.
But that
arena?
That's the old Charlotte Coliseum. It's over there, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I can shoot from deep in there.
They play downtown now, Fresh. That Coliseum was out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember. I didn't even know back then because, like, what's a, you know, you're on the bus, so who knows where you're at, where you are. That turn, but I'm saying the ACC tournament, man, back then, I'm not sure it was the same now. It was so great, man.
I'll tell you I got to give him a shout out, Fresh, and you know where I'm going. But yep. I missed the Graves having all of that,
man.
That food for us after.
Oh, man.
So like you miss that stuff. The times have changed for sure. Obviously with COVID, things are different, but
yeah.
Jimmy and they'd have all of that food for us. And my dad talks about ACC tournament hanging out with the Graves.
That's the point.
Yeah.
The steaks on the grill. So your first year, my third year, sadly, we lost in the first round to Wake. But I ain't hate it because, well, I hated it. But I ain't hate it because the steaks were on the grill and we went to the games and it was all on.
Yeah.
You already know.
Yeah.
That's right. And your parents and our parents were all part of it. And that's what was special.
My dad talks about that to this day.
Yep. Yep.
Graves Mountain Lodge, Mark.
Yeah, Marky.
I loved watching the ACC tournament. Like, I would look forward to it either if I was in school, whatever, work, growing up, watching it in school, home, whatever. I told the story on the pregame show or the postgame show how during the tournament, Ty and I would fake like he was sick with his mom.
Yep.
So he would stay home Thursday and Friday, and we'd watch the games. And then one year he couldn't stay home because he might have had a test or something. He's watching the game on his phone in the back of class, and the teacher takes his phone from him. And I'm like, and the teacher calls me, you know, your son had his phone. I was like, what? I can't believe it. And of course, when he called me later, it was like, Dad, I need my phone back. And we was like, all right, who'd you have to win the game, man? Come on, let's catch up.
Hey,
all right, you're good.
When I was in high school, ACC tournament, they would roll out on these carts, big TVs, you know, the TV with the strap around it on those rolling carts.
Yep.
And we watched the ACC tournament. This was during the school day. That's how big it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus you grew up in Richmond, I'm sure, with UVA
fans. Yeah.
What type of luxury items did you guys get for participating in the ACC?
Oh, man. Let me get started.
Fresh got – you got better gifts than we got.
Let me get started. So me and Hav – so we got the Discman. And the next year we were like, if we don't get the video joint, like the small TV, we're pissed. And they gave us like a warm-up suit. We got mad for that time. Crazy year.
Hey, Fresh, we got it in YB when he comes back and I'm trying to remember. We got VCR.
Oh, yes.
We got ACC tournament VCR. We got a little TV. And I think we got Walkman or something. And then my last year, they go to, like, it was, I was like, wait a
second. Garbage.
We get a bag.
Y'all gotta, that's what me and Hav were like talking about the TV. Me, Hav, and Big Red, like, yo, where's the TV at?
Yeah, we got the VCR one year. The next year, we got the little TV to go with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was Margie, in 1992, 91, 95, it was incredible. It was like, are you kidding me?
The tournament. And what are you guys getting now? Because I know one year, a couple years ago, you guys got an iPad because Ty gave me his iPad.
What?
Yeah, you get to pick, but I've given mine away the last few years. Actually, depending on what it is, I've given it to when Catherine Palmer, KP, was here.
Yeah. Oh.
And Matt Altoff, our equipment guy, I've given them my gift over the years. But they've changed. They're not like the VCRs and all of that stuff anymore. I shouldn't say that. Like, I want to say one year the guys got like little GoPros and
yes. That type of stuff. Yeah. Yes, that is right. Yep, yeah. I got one of those too. I have a GoPro and an iPad. I use my iPad all the time.
Yo, Jay, I'll see my friends now, and they'll have like a UVA, you know, warm-up suit on, ACC tournament. I'm like, damn, dude, where you get that at? They're like, you gave it to me. You gave it to me in 1993. I'm like, Mom, give me that shit back.
I don't know if you said sweatshirt or another word, Dougie. I'm kind of inclined to hit the bell just because I'm assuming.
No, nah, I was good. Sweatshirt.
He said sweatshirt.
Okay. No, warm-up suit, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, Dougie. I'm proud of you again. So far, you're good at your one time. Let's keep it like that.
Yep.
Doing great.
I'm serious, but my days, I love the ACC tournament. It was so much fun. It was warm. I got blamed for Corey's mistakes in terms of packing and being late.
It was a major snowstorm one year.
That's right. My mom got stuck, man. She slept on the side of the road on the way home to Tennessee. You're right.
Wait a minute.
That was your first year.
You got blamed for Corey being late?
Oh, Jay knows. So Corey Alexander was an All-American his second year. I was a backup point guard again my last year. And we had two rules. Be on time to the bus and bring one. You had one baggage only. One baggage, right? Like one, right? And so I get there, and C's nowhere to be found. So Corey Jr. goes and gets him. Jason goes and gets him, whatever. He's there at 9 a.m. instead of 8:30. He comes on the plane. And I had two bags. Long story short, we fly to the game. Boom, we get off the plane. And Coach Jones is like, Fresh, why do you have two baggage claims, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, Corey, thanks, man. Thanks. Because JJ was blaming me for Corey's mistake. I was on time.
He was just in a bad mood. He just happened to see you.
No, man. JJ gave it to me for Corey. You know, Jay. Come on, man.
All right, Dougie, we're gonna sign off with you.
All right, peace.
Finish up. We still
that was talk fun, man.
Tournament. Thanks as always, Dougie.
Love it.
Appreciate you bringing that element. Jay Wills, I want to commend you on your generosity
for
giving KP and some of your other items away. That's really nice of you.
I'm a good dude, Mark. I'm a good dude.
If YB's not listening,
he's waiting on his sweatsuit.
Uh-huh.
He's waiting on his
sweatsuit. Hopefully he's not listening yet. We'll find out. When he comes back on, we won't mention it to him and see what he says. All right, what are you thinking? How are you preparing for either Syracuse or NC State on Thursday?
Well, fortunately, we played State twice, so we're very familiar with them. And then Syracuse is Syracuse with that daggone zone. So just getting work in, not knowing who you're going to play, just got to be prepared. Practice against a little bit of both. But we'll know. I think they play, if I'm not mistaken, they play early tomorrow. So we'll know.
Yeah.
Hopefully before heading to practice.
I know what you're going to say.
What adjustments are we? Go ahead.
No.
What's the game plan?
No.
Go ahead.
Who do you prefer to play? Do you prefer to play against the zone, or do you prefer to play against NC State? Come on, don't tell me you don't have games. You don't care.
I really don't, Mark. I
now. No one on the team cares. No one would say, "Oh, I'd rather play against that zone because we torched it," or "I'd rather play against NC State."
I can't answer for them, but like, you know, Syracuse has beaten them twice in the regular season. Hard to beat a team three times. State's playing good ball. Just this time of year, you got to play anybody. You got to be ready for it. They're different. Obviously, you're going against zone. with Syracuse, you're going against switching man at times with State, some full court pressure. Their guards took it to us in Charlottesville. I thought those freshmen really played well against us. The two big men were physical, and we missed a ton of shots. I mean, we got some good looks early in that game and got down big, and you know, we were playing catch up, but you know, I it doesn't matter who we play.
The Locker Room Access pregame show crew were having a text exchange conversation earlier today, and according to Phony Bennett, it's actually not that hard to beat a team three times.
Why does he say that?
He pulled up the data.
Yeah.
And he proved it that it's not that it's actually easier to beat a team than lose to them on the third time. I'll send you the information, right?
All right.
I mean, I don't really care because I think I know we're better than both. I just know Syracuse doesn't run any plays. And I think that they have a very difficult time scoring on us.
I mean, you say that they don't run plays. They got plays.
What play do they run? I haven't seen them run a play in 17 years.
They got a lot of ball screen stuff.
Okay.
And then if it's not there, those guys, they got dudes that can make plays and got to guard Boeheim, got it. You know, the kid that I like a lot for them, if I'm not mistaken, he got hurt in their last game. I don't know if he's back, but the kid Richmond.
Yeah,
tough. I like him.
Yep.
I like him a lot. He's going to be good.
You know where he's from?
New York City kid, I know.
Yep. Maybe if you enjoyed the tournament more in New York and had the time to recruit, you know, you could have checked him out. But since you don't enjoy coming to my city, they will run pick and rolls and they have guys that can make plays. I'm not telling you they don't have talent, but they might run a quick hitter every once in a while and then come off pick and roll. Like they certainly have talent and they certainly have guys.
No doubt. When push comes to shove, they can throw that press on, and that press is giving us headaches. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely. With Kihei coming to the middle of the zone now, I'm confident that we're going to slice it up and score off of it. We've had the conversation when Orlando Vandross came on with us.
Yeah.
Several months ago, and we talked about, do we want to win the ACC tournament? Does it matter? Because O was saying that year, he didn't care. The year 2 years ago when we won the national championship, he didn't care if we lost, right? And maybe it gave us rest and we had some more time to get guys healthy and if anybody was sick. And losing it wasn't such a big deal to Florida State in the semis. Right.
Well, that was after winning it the year before.
Yep.
And then going out as the first one to lose to a 16. So, yeah, I guess his point was, I don't want history to repeat itself.
Well, I'm sure, you know, we're obviously all glad that we'll take the L. Right. Knowing that,
I mean, did anytime you can win a championship, absolutely. It's, you know, you want to go in, play your best, advance. But if you happen to lose, sometimes that can reset you.
Yeah.
And for us, I thought it did that year. Like Florida State beat us. You know, we were coming in with on a win streak, but you know, you get that out of your system, you regroup, you learn. And I thought that gave us a good reset going into the NCAA tournament, but I want to go in here and win this. I want to get another championship.
This year's so different though too, right? Where you have some games that are canceled. The more games you get, are probably going to provide more experience for guys,
right?
Give guys more opportunity, and then I don't know if guys are as tired as maybe they have been in the past.
Well, it's a different time, Mark. I think this year it's a mental drain as much as it's physical. Yep. Obviously, not as many games, but what we're going through with COVID, and not just our guys. I mean, I'm talking about everyone. There has been a mental strain on everybody, I think. And so as quickly as we could get back to whatever normal will be moving forward, I think all of us will be ready for that from a mental state. I know my wife often talks about it just in her profession. You know, it's just been a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. And that's why I want to congratulate, you know, no matter what happens, all the kids and the coaches and the administration for just making it through the season. Right. Remarkable. And again, the kids who made the all academic team. That's tremendous. Tough year. Really tough year. Yeah. So 12:30 on Thursday.
Is it 12:30? I thought it was noon.
You might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll check that out. I'm sure everybody knows. And will anybody be allowed to go to the game tomorrow to see NC State and a Syracuse? Will the coaching staff be able to go attend?
You know, I don't know how they're doing that this year with the live scouting. So that's a great question, Mark. I'm assuming if we can, either Brad or Kyle, one of those guys will be over there. But we'll be able to get it. I mean, we'll have the film as soon as that game's over. So we'll be able to break that down.
Yeah. Well, congratulations again. What is the plan? What are the guys going to do tomorrow?
Well, we're going to get a good breakfast in the morning. We're going to go practice, and hopefully we'll know who we're playing by the time we get to practice and get off of their feet. It's a quick turnaround. That's why we came down. Part of the reason we came down today, that noon game, you know, had we come tomorrow, you know, you're practicing at home, you got to make that bus ride, and it's such a quick turnaround for noon. But, you know, we're here and well-rested. The guys, it's a little different. This is the first year for the players that this isn't spring break for them. So they're in class, which is a little different. Normally, this is always our spring break ACC tournament. But you know, they've got class tomorrow, so a little different than before.
Where will you guys practice?
Another good question. Wherever they tell me, I don't have the itinerary in front of me. I don't know. I don't know if we're in the convention center, a couple courts down, or I know we won't be able to get into the Coliseum. So I don't know where we're going.
Okay. Well, trying to figure out if YB is going to join us. And also, good luck with practicing. Good luck staying healthy. Right. I'm sure that's one of the biggest issues right now.
Hey, the biggest thing for us is, you know, fingers crossed, COVID tests, get through these tests so that we can keep playing.
How often are you testing?
We'll go every, I don't know if we're going every day yet, but you know, at some point we got to get 7 straight before we can go to Indy. So that's got to be, I guess we're in that phase.
And is every team staying in their own hotel, their own?
No, I think they got it. We're here with 2-3 other teams, and then I don't know where everybody else is.
I heard earlier today that Duke is actually staying off back on campus, on a hotel on campus.
Back in Durham?
Yep. Yeah.
Huh. How far is that from?
I feel like that's too far. I feel like Greensboro is closer to Wake than it is to Durham or Chapel Hill.
According to the announcers on the game I was watching earlier, it's 45 to 50 minutes away. And they feel like the kids are safer or more protected staying on campus.
Durham's only 45 from Greensboro?
50, 45, 50 minutes. According to the announcer, I can't attest to it.
I want to say Wake's closer. Come on, why? You're the Carolina guy. Wake Forest.
Yeah, Wake is closer to Greensboro.
Wake is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay.
But I mean, I don't remember how far where Duke is from Wake Forest. I mean, from Greensboro.
Yeah, I don't, I couldn't tell you.
YB, we appreciate you coming back on. You know, it just wasn't the same last week.
Yes, I can. I could tell
you. Being able to join us to kick off the show and say goodbye.
Yeah, man. I had to leave my set because since we started later, I had to be somewhere at 9 o'clock. And that threw me off. So I forgot to tell you guys that at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. Always a surprise element. But even if you can't perform for us on the way out, let's still give it up to you and talk about and promote your show tomorrow night.
Yeah, no doubt. I got a nice diverse show, diverse different music, musical gumbo. Throw it all up in the pot, throw some pepper on it and a little hot sauce. And it's going to be a good show, man. Playing all types of different music, of course. But that'll be at 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/DJYB, WHYB.
All right, and you got me fiending for music, and you got me hungry talking about gumbo. No pork.
I had some brothers with Stu from Hardy, from Arby's earlier. It's not bad.
All right, YB, hopefully next Tuesday we're on at 7, and you can join us with the Jay Willie music to kick us off and to send us home. Jay Wills, best of luck on Thursday and the rest of the weekend.
Thank you.
And let's go get them, and I hope everybody can remain safe. And instead of YB kicking us off, we're going to show the celebration one more time. Everybody check out Jay Wills.
I couldn't wait to get in.
And here's my man, Jaden. All right, folks. Thanks, everybody, so much for joining us. We are live pregame show, 11:30 on Thursday, right before the Hoos take on the winner of Syracuse and NC State. Everybody have a great couple of days.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks, Mark.
Um.